The following podcast is a Super Network and Pop4D production with your hosts, Super Marcy.
Because you know, like usually after 2B Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
The terrible Australian, B. Jemine.
And now, in a bowl, the doll's head got decapitated.
Professor Batch.
Much bad smoking. Wedding yes. Coop.
It contains coarse and explicit language.
I mean, he probably gave her filled with beer so he could suck them out of it.
Mature themes.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or yes.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta put two fingers in there and then the finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more, please visit supermarcy.com and show your support at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy the show!
This holiday, Santa's looking for a little help.
I pitiful.
Anna Lynn McCoy, WWE Superstar The Miz, and WWE Diva Page starring...
Sugar Plums.
Santa's Little Helper on DVD and digital HD.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service Tubi at tubitv.com and find a random film to do an audio commentary on. This is episode 45, and we are the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. I am your host, the terrible Aussie, B. Jemine, and with me, as always, are my two co-hosts. First up, of course, is the always lovely Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy. How are you?
Hello, hello. Greetings and salutations. And for those that are watching a video version of this podcast on our Patreon, which you can subscribe at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, I am not actually on video for this episode because my hair is a bit bleached blonde and I ain't going on video for that. So I have some people to cover me. I've got Minecraft Cat. I've got Craven. Yes. In pop form, and one of the stars of the film we are watching today.
Indeed, indeed. Like, I've seen your hair, Marcy, and I can definitely understand why you would want to.
Stop this show! I did not approve that Funko Pop! Where did you get that?
It was sent to me anonymously in the mail. I think it might have been Mr. Chevalier that set that one up.
That's Silver Beach. Wait. Louise Lasser isn't here, is she?
I don't know. Is she?
She might. Louise Lasser might make an appearance later on. She needs to at least finish another couple, five more bottles of wine first before she.
I'm leaving. That chick is way too thirsty for me.
Very much in, so.
Very, very. She's more thirsty for you at the moment, Craven, than she is for red wine.
Mm. Okay. Craven is gone, so thank God. We got that over. I'm here too. Batch is here.
Yes, exactly. And also the Canadian portion of our podcast, the one and only Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Good day. It's a beautiful day. It's Christmas month. We start Christmas movies.
Indeed.
And technically, this also is a Wrestling Tapes episode, possibly, from Pop4D.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, like you say, Batch, this month, of course, is another theme month for us, which, of course, being that it's December, we're going to make our picks for this month, our Christmas movies. So we've already got our Christmas films all picked out. However, though, we did say on last week's episode of the show that this week was going to be my pick. However, though,
nope.
Something sort of came up because I discovered a film on Tubi that I already had my film picked out, but I was like scrolling through Tubi the other day, and I was like, hey guys, look what I found on Tubi, and both of you were like, Bede, make this your pick instead. We want to watch this movie. And I stood my ground because I watched 10 minutes of the original pick of mine. And I was so weirded out and bizarre. I'm like, we need to watch that movie. So I decided to skip my turn for this week. And my pick will be next week.
Yes.
So we swapped it around. So my pick will be next week. And this week instead will be Batch's pick. And yes. Batch, which film, with the help of me, did you pick for your Christmas film for December?
Well, we have yet to do a film by one of the finest thespian professional wrestlers. So Marcy was lucky enough to find on American Tubi his masterpiece, question mark, Santa's Little Helper, starring him and Paige.
Yes.
Ah, The Miz. We haven't done a film with The Miz yet.
I'm surprised it's taken this long to do this.
Well, eventually I'm going to have to do all those goddamn Marine movies on the Wrestling Games. Mm-hmm. We're starting now on Tubi Tuesday.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair...
To be fair...
there hasn't really been that many Miz films on Tubi, so we didn't really have any to sort of tackle until now. But luckily,
there are a lot of John Morrison films on Tubi we will get to.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
There are lots, actually. I tried with one of my poll picks earlier in the year, but it didn't go anywhere.
Nobody bit.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. But yeah, I'm excited for Santa's Little Helper and for the insanity I am sure we're about to experience for our first Christmas film of the month.
Well, yeah.
I know of it.
I haven't seen it. Have any of us seen it?
Nope.
No.
Oh, no, so it's a first. So. Well, I guess technically this is like our second Christmas movie because Bede made us watch a Christmas movie in November.
Fuck that movie.
Charles Bronson in it. We had to do it. Because I was going to shoot Santa Claus, but unfortunately it wasn't that type of film.
Yep.
You just drank Santa Claus under the table in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, he tanked Santa.
But before we get started... But anyways, before we get started, we got to lay down the ground rule we usually do. For all those out there who have never listened to an episode of 2B Tuesday's podcast, but first of all, welcome to coming to our show for the first time, and we deeply apologize for the madness you're about to experience.
I'm sorry.
But what you need to do is go to 2B, look up the film Santa's Little Helper if it's playing on your part of the world on 2B. However, though, if it isn't, you can stay tuned to the end of our episode where you'll hear our sponsor, Surfshark, and they can help you out in a way so you'll be able to watch Santa's Little Helper on Tubi. But what you need to do is we're going to find the film on Tubi, and we're going to play the film from the very start. So I'm going to count us down from five. When I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But like all of our previous episodes of the show, if this film isn't playing in your part of the world on Tubi, I'm pretty sure the episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. Mm-hmm. However, though, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad, and then that way you can pause the film. And then when the ads are over, we'll let you know, and then you can restart the film. But to make sure, we'll give a timestamp for when we're kicking back into the movie, and that way you can be back in sync with us.
There you go.
Exactamundo.
Indeed. So, Marcy Batch, are you ready to get down to business with the Miz in Santa's Little Helper?
Ready as I will ever be.
I'm awesome, so I am ready.
Alrighty, let's do this. I'll count us
It's Christmas in Gotham, so.
Yes.
Exactly. Christmas time is here. Anyways, let's do this. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And starting the movie. It is playing, thank goodness.
Wait a second. That's not 20th Century Fox. That's 20th Century Studios now.
I didn't know they had anything to do with this movie, to be fair.
To be fair.
And Pop Raven looks confused.
Well, being that this is a 20th Century Fox production, it will probably end up playing on Disney Plus within the next few weeks.
And there we go, WWE Studios. Is that even still a thing?
But,
oh, dear.
That is a good point.
Oh, Jesus.
Until it completely implodes, I believe it is.
Okay. Santa's Little Helper.
And not Satan's Little Helper. That's a completely different movie.
See, what a shame Santa's Sleigh wasn't on Tubi. Even though we've done that for a commentary, that is amazing.
Exactly. I think we need to do, like, one Tubi poll one year. Is that it? We just do, like, maybe we can do this for Christmas next year, where we only pick Christmas movies that star wrestlers.
Yes.
Yes.
And starring Mike the Miz Mizanin.
His name.
And
wow. As himself. All...
As himself. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm pretty sure he's just playing himself.
See, if my brother Carl was here right now, within 5 seconds of seeing The Miz, he'd be like, fuck The Miz.
Yeah, if my mum stuck around today and watched this with us, she would have just been swearing and cussing him out. I haven't seen a woman hate a man, you know, since she hated on her ex-husband.
That's the thing. I was laughing because, like, because a couple of years back, Marcy, you and I were originally going to go to a wrestling show here in Melbourne, but I think you weren't able to go. So you said, so I took my brother, one of my older brothers, with me, and he has never met The Miz at all. And then when his match started, within 5 seconds of him coming out on stage, he asked me, like, who is that guy? I said, oh, that's The Miz. And he's like, fuck The Miz. See, The Miz has that power. Within 5 seconds, you're like, fuck this guy.
I mean, yep. He's been on this movie for 5 seconds, and I'm already like, fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy.
He lives the gimmick. He doesn't change.
Yeah, exactly.
And he stole my fucking sunglasses. I had those exact sunglasses. They went missing. Look at that Miz face. Jesus Christ, mate.
But before we continue on, Batch, what are you smoking for this week?
Oh, yeah.
What's Batch smoking? We need a jingle for this segment.
What is Batch smoking this week? Do!
Dude.
He owes me for $60 for the half quarter. I am smoking this week the Grasslands Indica, which is the strawberry banana strain. So.
Nice.
I like.
It is tasty and affordable.
Oh my gosh. This film is directed by Gil Junger, who also directed 10 Things I Hate About You.
Wait, what?
What?
Yes, the same guy who directed 10 Things I Hate About You directed this movie.
Why, though?
Probably needed the money.
Yeah, he needed the money.
We can only assume.
Exactly.
Do 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 do.
Here we go.
I like how everyone in this movie hates The Miz.
This movie, some...
he's gonna have some weed. Miz smoke. Nobody
can teach a shark. Here we go, bud. Shark.
You know what? I reckon, like legit, it would be a fun time to get fucking baked with The Miz. 2 weeks
severance. I don't think he does. I think he's one of those type of guys.
Yes.
He probably would never, but if you convinced him, he totally would.
Yeah.
And then we'd be like, hey, Miz, can you ring my mom and leave her a nasty voice message? I just want to see a reaction.
Miz, why are you so bad at Street Fighter?
The Miz is looks like one of those type of guys who used to be like the head of a fraternity but enjoys like beating the shit out of like newbies with bats. That's what he reminds me of.
So he's basically like...
Wait. Is Miz who you want to be when you hate nerds?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Every time Miz sees a nerd, he's like, fucking nerd!
Yeah.
I was going to say, is Miz just playing the better dressed version of Beed? Out
the window, how about that? Yes.
To be fair, you're not wearing a suit at the moment. To a foul!
Fuck this table!
I'm not wearing a suit yet, but I might during the course of this show.
Miz! Touch it, Miz! Touch that football!
Put that football Miz. Down!
Hike that ball, Miz! Get him in the head! Oh, Miz! Whoa. That's a hate crime!
If that is a hate crime! The security guard's pissed.
Wouldn't you be? Look at that face! He has the
okay,
world's
this guy's
most
the hero
face.
Of the movie.
He's the hero of the movie. Can't take a punch.
Can't take a punch.
See, why isn't this movie about that guy? He punched The Miz out. He knocked him the fuck out.
I mean, he's living all of our dreams. Plus that spineless jerk Lane is threatening. I hope his wife's getting ready to leave him.
She's gonna leave him because it's the Miz.
And I actually mean his real wife, Maurice, because I wish she'd marry me. I mean, I have to,
right? Well, I believe she is in this movie as well.
I'm a Maurice stan, so everyone, go away.
So, does this mean that MJF will be in the direct-to-video sequel?
Yes! I mean, he is the low-budget Miz, right?
So, is the direct-to-Tubi, like, the shitty version of direct-to-video?
Yes! Tubi originals are, like, the shit versions of VOD.
And which may or may not be the theme of our Patreon polls pick this month. It's
confusing having no friends. Maybe.
Oh, look, it's Seth. Hey, look, it's Seth Rogen. Oh, wait, that's not him.
That's not even remotely him, Bede.
I'd say that's more like that. That's an even fatter Bert Kreischer.
But he doesn't have his shirt off, so it doesn't really count.
Oh, jeez, the Miz lost his job, he got punched in the face, he's losing his car. I don't blame him, it's a nice car.
So far, this is the greatest movie ever.
I reckon, seriously, the Miz said he's in love with the car, so this is a prequel to Titan.
Already.
An ad. We are at 7 minutes 38 seconds, we have an ad for... Windows 11.
Are you recording a podcast on Windows? It'd be better on Windows 11.
Yeah, well, I have to upgrade my computer to Windows 11 because apparently it'll run better. Or so says Mr. Super Marcy.
It's Eugene Levy.
For Capital One.
For Capital One. This is a long ad because this is the second one and we're like a quarter of the way through. Ugh. All those cars look very expensive. I don't like the looks of this.
No.
I like how she's wearing the woman in this ad's wearing the eye pad, like the eye things. Yeah, the eye sleep things.
Yeah.
Like, and she's not even ready for bed.
It's an eye mask.
Yeah, eye mask. That's what I meant to say. I have one myself. I should wear this.
There's an ad for Prime?
Whoa, what's going on here?
It's crossing the streams.
I know. This is freaking me out as much as This is freaking me out as much as the time I was watching Tubi and an ad for Netflix popped up.
You know why there's four ads? Because this is the American Tubi.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
My bad.
Because this is a 90-minute movie that's probably going to go for 4 hours out with all these ads.
I know. And, you know, I watched Naked Lunch before we recorded this podcast. And I think I had maybe two ads, and the first ad didn't show up until, like, an hour, 10 minutes in.
I'm confused. Why did you watch your lunch naked? Were you cold?
Yes.
And we're back. At 7:38.
And, see, the thing was, like, they said Naked Lunch, so I showed up to lunch naked. But then there was just a bunch of bug typewriters and Peter Weller.
Oh.
And then I was like, I can see at least two things wrong with that title. And now the Miz is dressed like Bede. You're welcome.
Oh. See, okay. They should end the movie right here because this is actually a happy ending for everyone else but the Miz.
So how do we link this back to the last movie on Tubi Tuesday?
Which is Boyka,
How do we link this to Boyka?
Ooh. I help you. That is a good question. I mean, we might have to continue to watch till something pops up.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
I reckon The Miz, he made people bets on all the Boyka fights.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
But I reckon what happened was he bet against Boyka, but since Boyka won, Miz lost all his money. So that's why everything's getting repossessed. So,
exactly. And he got fired from it. And he got fired from his job.
Yeah, because he was in gambling debt. See, it works actually perfectly.
Yeah.
Yes, I like this. I have no car. So is this movie meant to be like The Miz's, like the game plan or the pacifier, where it's like this big, quote unquote, action star doing a movie for the kids, or is Jingle All the Way?
No, this is what happens when The Miz ended up becoming like Bede.
Aww. Except
well,
for him.
Well, he is dressed like you, so I'm just saying.
Well, too. Well, it is true. I do wear.
But
clothes
to
like
be
that.
Fair, Bede, you what you have yeah. over the Miz, because I had to make his story a bit more tragic. You do have a job, whereas his character doesn't. You do have friends. Although, with me, that's debatable. We don't know. No, I'm kidding. But you don't have a car because you don't drive.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if Nicolas Cage is actually your girlfriend or not, but we'll see. Yeah.
Yet.
See, no, this is what happens when Vince McMahon goes to the Miz. Is, hey, pal, we're going to make a Christmas movie.
Yes.
It's going to be huge. You're going to be like Jimmy Stewart. It's going to be such good shit.
You're gonna do our version of It's a Wonderful Life. I can't do a Vince McMahon impression, I'm sorry.
See, the lack of representation of little people as the L's is very disconcerting for me as a viewer. I feel very deeply upset and offended.
I didn't know. What's with the sexy L's?
I don't know. And that's Adeline McCaw. She was the lead in Excision.
Yeah, I know. Look at her. She looks so different. Disappointing news yesterday. I'm actually sad Santa's not played by Vincent McMahon. No.
Got a letter of resignation. You know who should have played Santa Claus? Either Kane or The Undertaker.
Can you imagine The Undertaker as Santa?
I know, that would be amazing. You know who? I'm going to take it back. Who should play Santa Claus? Mick Foley. There we go.
I'm surprised he's not.
Yes.
How do we not get him... a Christmas movie with Mick Foley as Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he made a documentary on Santa Clauses, but not actually play Santa Claus.
Yeah, because like when I first read, I'm not sure if it was his first biography or his second. It could have been the first, where he talks about like how much him and like DDP love Christmas and all this like Christmas feuding and everything.
He has a Christmas room. He has a Christmas room in his house that he keeps him pretty for hours a day, 365.
Like, how do you not have Mick Foley and DDP playing like rivaling Santas?
See, we need to pitch this. Mm. We'll pitch it to Tubi as an original Christmas film for next year.
Or it's going to be a sequel to Santa Claus versus the Martians. So Santa Claus wrestles the Martians.
Yes.
Ooh, I love this idea.
Yes. Done.
We're pitching. If we can't, if Tubi doesn't take our idea, we're going to pitch it to the Asylum.
Yes. Yep. One or the
and
other.
I know for, because I know for a fact they do accept pitches, the Asylum. They do accept pitches.
All right, well, I'm going to make the pitch.
So Santa's totally fucking that up.
Yes.
We're all agreed.
He probably thinks he is.
Man, Mrs. Claus has gotten sexy. I don't know what.
Jesus, babe.
Okay, that's not Mrs. Claus, but still.
Can I ask why Paige was credited as Paige and not her like actual name, which is Soraya?
Because it's a WWE movie.
Oh, okay. Yes. But is she? She's not under contract with them at all anymore, is she?
I don't think so, no.
I think she is, technically.
Yeah, like, I'm not
she's
sure.
She's waiting out enough. They're keeping her under contract, but they're not using her at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But she just said, fuck it, I'm doing my Twitch.
Yeah. Hmm. Which, you know what, if that works for her, because she can't wrestle anymore, it's something she likes, just let her freaking do it.
She's making more than she would be wrestling.
Exactly. Oh, no, that's Mrs. Claus.
Sarah's like, oh shit, my wife's here.
How about you ho 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 out of here, you ho? That's
my man. She looks like, Grandma Carol Baskins.
This doesn't look anything like the North Pole. I'm going to say that is Auntie Carol Baskins from Blood Rage.
Yes.
So.
Oh, jeez.
And she kind of looks also like Shelley Winters.
Yeah, we always
there's
need
like
that.
10 different, there's like 10 different jokes I can make right now, and they're more increasing than inappropriate. I'm trying to curb myself because this is a Christmas movie, damn.
Yes. We can't be completely inappropriate.
Yes, we can.
We're going to. We're going to, but we really shouldn't.
I was
going
to say, we've got
to pace ourselves.
To be fair. I guess you'll be able to hear it sometime this month. Bede and I were guests on TGIF, a horror movie podcast, which we did on a movie about Christmas. And for some reason, the conversation about that movie turned into talking about squirting breast milk into people's eyes. So it can definitely get inappropriate.
Exactly.
So technically like this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Almost ready. Oh, that's not an elf. That's just a hipster.
I was going to say, is this the Tubi version of Sean William Scott?
Yes.
Looks like it.
You're already wearing that outfit now, aren't you?
Yeah,
I am wearing. I'm going to wear that outfit tomorrow. I don't even need another Patreon to get it. It's really none of your business,
Eleanor.
Florence Pugh. Oh wait, that's not her. I said you're so blessed. She's got elf ears.
And I'm going to have my British accent, but I can't do a Paige accent. It sounds very shit.
I sound like Michael Caine in this movie.
I'm not even going to attempt one.
Now, Paige, blow the bloody doors off.
I like how it's very obvious that her ears are made out of plastic.
No, she's a real elf.
Really? The only thing I can kind of do is like Tom Hardy from Peaky Blinders. Fucking Sutter Roy. Let's see, where's she going? It's the house. It's the house, ain't it?
Wait.
And the fat man.
Can someone explain to me, and I'm glad you can't see my confused face right now. Is magic real in this movie? Is she actually really an elf? Did they just use magic on that lady?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, because this is the North Pole. This is, Santa's workshop.
Her elf ears clearly look fake, but they're meant to be real.
See, what I respect about this movie, the elves fuck.
Mm. Yeah. Whoa! Whoa! Oh, hey, no. Put some pants on, Biz. No!
Talk about a Christmas package.
I've already said this twice in two previous episodes. You could almost see the outline of his junk. I am disturbed.
Look, Miz is not an ugly man. He's a good-looking bloke. He's just an idiot.
See, this is why I can totally get why people want him to play Johnny Cage in Mortal Kombat 2.
Oh, he is more Johnny Cage, 100%.
Yeah,
he is like the personification of Johnny Cage, and he would be fucking on point.
Mm.
Like that's the thing, the Miz is just so good at living and being the gimmick that you just legit just start hating him, even though he's like actually like probably a nice dude.
Yeah.
And that's why he was a shit babyface and they didn't turn him heel again.
Yeah, he doesn't work because he just plays the role so well. And his house, that looks like what happens when we have a party.
Yes.
Now, except I do want to see him on another season of the challenge show.
Oh yeah. How far did The Miz get in with Dancing with the Stars? Does anyone know?
Not very.
Oh. Did he do better than Carol Baskins when she was on it?
Did he do better than Jericho?
Oh yeah, Jericho was on there too, wasn't he?
Yep.
So people can't really pay out The Miz if they're not paying out Jericho for doing that. Excuse my attire, you caught me on a day off.
From what? Cleaning? Don't mind me, I'm just going to walk into your house.
So does she know him or what's happening? Do we know what's going on?
Well, I guess from what I've been, because I've been trying to read the subtitles.
Yeah, so wise. Look, I tried to convince Mr. Supermarcy to join us, but he said no, because I knew he would be reading the subtitles to understand the plot.
Yeah.
See, for those of us who have not listened to the show yet, we never listen to the audio of the movie when we're watching it. We just try and get by what's going on with the subtitles.
Yes, and okay. Barely at right. That.
Okay, so I've got the plot summary here, so I'll read it out. It just says here, after getting fired from his job, a slick, fast-talking businessman is thrown into an elf competition to become Santa's next in command. Put through a series of vigorous training exercises to prepare for the contest, the Miz and another aspiring elf go head-to-head in hopes of becoming Santa's little helper. So basically, Santa Claus, seeing that he's down on his luck and everybody hates him, is like, you know what, I'm going to give this guy a chance to become, like, my helper. So basically, he's trying to steal a job from elves who have basically been working their entire lives to be the second in command. And Santa's like, oh, I might give this guy a shot. And they're like, what the fuck? I mean, the elves are.
But is she trying to be in this contest? I'm a bit confused.
I think she's recruiting him for this contest.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. What's with the small car?
It's an elf car.
It's an electric car.
So are they just going to drive to the North Pole?
Yes. Because
yes.
apparently...
Yes. Up north.
Okay. Your first test is showing how you...
What is
that? She's driving up on the way up to shoot the Marine 17.
The Marine 17.
They filmed this at the same time as the Marine 17.
Yeah.
Yes. Siege of Santa's sleigh.
See, we needed the Santa that Bill Goldberg played in Santa's sleigh to be the Santa in this.
Yes. That could be in Marine... that could be... A
Marine family Christmas.
Oh, oh. Yes. There you go. It's Mick Foley Santa versus Evil Goldberg Santa.
Yes!
That's the movie.
That's the movie. We have to do this. Not if you have the skills
needed for the job we're offering. I swear I've seen that.
Oh, sorry. You go first. No, you go first.
I was going to say, I swear I've seen that exact same outfit that Annalyn McCord is wearing in other movies before. Like, other people have worn that same clothes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, this was filmed at the same time as those movies, so.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure I've seen you wear Miz's outfit before, Bede.
I probably have.
Or at least similar. Maybe the colour's not exactly the same. Mm. I forgot what I was actually going to say.
See, that's why I should have let you go first, Marcy, because I knew you
would forget. Shit.
Ad. Oh, it's Gotham. Oh, wait, that's not Gotham.
We're at 21:50.
Five ads or six ads. What's this going to be?
Ooh.
This is AT&T, I think. Is it? Oh, no, T-Mobile? Yeah,
this looks like... I'm looking at the ad counter in the corner, and I think this is going to be another long set of ads.
Oh, no, it was AT&T. Okay, AT&T ad. I don't know why
there will be more ads. There will be more ads than movie in this commentary.
Mm-hmm. And Walmart, because this is not Australian or Canadian Tubi, we have no Wild Secrets and no Love Honey.
How
disappointed!
Yeah, I know.
Disappointed.
Although, to be fair, I think it'd be a little disturbing if they played Wild Secrets or Love Honey ad during a family Christmas movie.
No, that's wildly appropriate on this show.
Yes.
What's going to be inappropriate is the second you see those elves making a fucking phone, Bede.
Yes.
Yeah, that is true. There better be a rotary phone in this film or I'm going to be very upset.
I mean...
However, if they have fried chicken, it'll make up for it.
And I'm going to call it bullshit because what kid today wants a fucking rotary phone?
Bede?
They're making that phone for me.
Only Bede wants a rotary phone.
I do.
You're totally going to get one for Christmas.
If somebody out there doesn't get me a rotary phone for Christmas, I will be deeply upset. If I can't get one, I'll...
We need to set up a P.O. box for you guys so people can send stuff.
Yes. We'll do an Amazon wish list and people can just buy stuff if they
That'll
want to
That'll be
get
the dream. Just... But if everyone, you want the video version, here's a rotary phone.
It's Domino's.
Okay, so if you're a fan of this show, if you've been with us since the beginning, if you like the kind of content we make in the comedy, do us a favor. Send Bede a rotary phone in the mail.
Yes.
Look, I can dial my rotary phone.
And we're back. What's the time, Marty, on the movie?
21:58.
Yeah. This time next year, Beat, I want that entire cabinet behind you full of rotary phones.
Yes! Maurice! I mean...
Maurice!
I got a bit too excited. I'm
not really sure. She treats him that way at home. He's like, oh, fuck you.
She's just waiting for me. Why would you
wear something? See, with the biz with that said, his hat on top of his head, he looks like a fucking nerd.
Fucking nerd. I dinged on your bike.
Oh, jeez.
Motherfucker.
All of them are like, where can we get that hat?
Can we just put the camera back on Maurice? I don't care about anything else in this movie. Oh, yeah. We really appreciate it.
People aren't so honest these days. See, these are nice bikers. These aren't meth bikers.
Exactly.
That other one kind of looked like Adam Pearce. That one.
It's going to be really awkward. Like, the biz stumbles on, like, the set of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, God. If only, I forgot all their character names from Sons of Anarchy. If only they were there to bash him.
I only know Jackson, that's about it.
But, we got beat up this guy for the club.
Not before you pay the face tax. The face tax? Oh, Miz. Just like in real life.
Ew, he touched, like, the complimentary, like, little bowl of... nuts. Everyone knows you don't touch those.
Yeah, he tried to throw them at the guy.
No, the better joke is, ew, he just threw his nuts in his face.
Yes.
He just gave him a tea bagging. Look at my hair. It's so blondie.
The Miz slapped that man in the face with a bit of wood.
Jeez, come on, Miz. What are you doing?
Come on, hit him with a skull crushing...
The skull-crushing finale. He's gonna give him one. There he goes.
There's so many balls in the faces.
There's balls and sticks. That is one of the rules.
The movie has a professional wrestler, and they have to do their finisher in the movie.
Yes.
Yes, that it.
The Rock did. The Rock did it in The Rundown.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hit by your real wife.
Just like at home.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
She enjoyed that way too much. You could see the smile on her face after she beat the shit out of him.
Yep.
I pop for a deed for that. Like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. Back with the peas on his head. Not a
particularly impressive beginning. You can't refreeze peas after you use them the first time.
Do you know what? It's weirding me out that Annalyn McCord is in this movie, like, playing this, like, Christmassy character after seeing her in Excision, because the polar opposite, and she's so good in that. Five angry bikers
against. It also were kind of bad because she is also, I don't know if she's still going out with him or not, but she was for a while there, went out with Dominic Purcell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they're still together or not, but I know they were dating for quite a while.
Did not know that. Because I knew I'd throw you off your game. So, why the fuck would they want to recruit the Miz to be a Santa's elf? I was beginning to
wonder. Because they couldn't get MJF.
Exactly.
Damn that MJF. You don't have a single Christmas decoration in here. Not one. Yeah, he's not very Christmassy. Like exactly my
favorite time of year. Miz has got a job in WWE for life. He's a company guy, but if there was ever a time for him to leave, now would be the time.
Yeah, could you imagine... Like, if nobody knew, and you opened up, like, Dynamite or something, and he's just there?
No, what happens is someone in a mask has to attack MJF, and then he takes it off, and the crowd would fucking explode.
Yeah.
He hits him with from the crowd, hits him with the Skull Crushing finale, takes off, place would fucking explode.
Everybody would be like, nah, that couldn't be him, and then he takes his mask off, it's him. Like, he would be...
Yeah.
He would be automatic, like, good guy for the rest of his life to do that.
No, for 3 weeks, but then he would be the elite, and he would out-douchebag the Young Bucks.
Yeah, he would, actually. I saw what the Young Bucks are wearing this week. I don't know why you and Bede don't dress like that. I really don't.
Who the fuck is this guy?
That's the Sean William Scott lookalike. Why are you dressed like
Santa? He's been raiding Santa Claus's wardrobe.
He's not quite Stifler, he's a Miffler.
Mifflin.
What is he wearing?
He identifies himself as Santa Claus.
With Santa Claus's like big jacket, his legs look even more smaller.
Yeah, that's because he's got like thermals on or something on his legs.
Yeah.
He's just Winnie the Pooh in it.
It's yeah. Winnie the Poohing it. Why are you wearing Santa's clothes? Why do you think? What
is it? It's a kink. Leave him alone. Maybe he's into that sort of thing.
It must be. Oh my god, we're not even half an hour into this fucking movie. We want Paige.
Toby definitely needs more Paige.
Yeah, we've seen her once, and it wasn't for very long. I don't like this. Needs more Paige. Not that the movie can hear me, and it's already been.
See, this guy seems like the low budget. Like, if you can't get Zach Galifianakis, you get this guy for your very low budget production.
Yeah. Santa's clothes are his own. That later,
Finley. He's one of a kind, isn't he? You knew. Santa knows. Ew! Santa Claus is in his underwear, or at least like his like.
That's his thermal
pajama.
Yes, yeah, thermal.
This is Santa's watching porn outfit.
Ew!
Santa looks like a poor gnome.
He does!
I nearly got you!
He does look like a gnome!
He looks like a garden gnome! But a garden gnome you find on Wish!
Oh god! You broke bead!
I broke bead!
Oh god.
He does look like a gnome! Oh jeez!
He looks like the gnome you'd get in the mail from Wish.
Yes.
Okay, Bead, so over the course of this show I've learned two things about you that will totally break you. Mannequins falling off the balconies.
Yes.
And giant men dressed as giant garden gnomes.
Yes. I'm in.
It's always the stupidest shit that sets me off.
Oh god, I thought maybe I had the weed giggles, but you've got the sober giggles.
The one of a sudden is not going to hide on this podcast.
I am snorting way too much on this podcast, and I don't usually do.
You do, sort of. Oh my god, that made me cry. Just listening to you laugh.
We guaranteed contact high.
Oh shit.
Let's have a Domino's pizza. Who are also sponsored? Oh, one of the ads in this movie.
What the fuck?
Hey, he just stole a pizza!
He just grabs this pizza slice. Like, Miz, people don't just work for you, dickhead.
Exactly.
Fucking Miz.
In real life, one of the chefs there, you like come in, steal a pizza, the chef's like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Yeah. They would have like,
gonna have to make a whole new pizza.
Is he gonna have to dress up as an elf? Because I'm very excited if that happens.
I think he'll have to.
His name is Dax?
Yeah, Dax.
Oh, now she's picking bits off pizza.
Ew.
Remind me not to get pizza from there. Oh my god, he has to entertain a kid's party. He has to dress up and entertain the kids at a party. Oh my god.
He's in a... Wait for him. He's in a bear outfit.
It's a Miz bear. No, it's a Miz monkey.
Okay, Bead. How many patrons do we need for you to dress in that outfit?
We only need two more patrons for that suit.
Okay.
And I will wear a monkey outfit. Dance, monkey. Dance, bitch.
So if you are not subscribed to the Super Network Patreon, make sure you do, because we need to get Bead this up.
Yes. And watch the video versions, because they're funny.
You can see the pain in the Miz's eyes that he has to do a jig while pretending
to... Is he going to punch a kid?
Oh,
he's going to
punch a kid out!
Punch a kid.
This movie is... This movie almost escalated.
Yep.
This movie almost became...
See, that smile the Miz just gave while dancing in the monkey suit is going to haunt my dreams tonight.
That very same face is the face I'm pulling now having to watch this movie.
Hey, that very face
is going on the Hall of Fame.
Yes!
Yes.
What is Rhino Fries?
It's fries made out of rhinos, apparently.
Rhino fries are fries that have been laced with Viagra.
Are we 100% sure that Craven didn't set up that outfit? I feel like he did.
I have been known to be a furry at times. No. But, that's a different podcast.
Wow.
Okay. Well, that tree behind the Miz is disturbing. I'm freaking out.
Look at those monkeys! Like, they're not real, but they're freaky.
I give that outfit a 4 out of 10. The balls could be bigger.
True. I should just punch
him. Speaking of balls.
See, all this whole movie, the Miz is getting balls in the face.
What is it trying to say?
The kid's gonna...
Oh, I don't want to watch a puking kid.
Oh! No!
Right in the ball pit!
Ew.
Damn it, he did spew on the Miz. I'm upset.
Ew.
He was really? Saving it for later.
He spewed because of the Miz's acting.
Yeah. Dude, this kid was in the WWE for 5 minutes and he got King of the Ring. How the fuck is that making you laugh?
He just did.
The Miz has never been King of the Ring.
Wow, the youth movement Vince is doing is really working wonders. That kid didn't even have to go through NXT.
No, he went straight to the top.
Oh, that's how they're ripping off AEW. Yeah. They see like -1 in AEW and now they may have a kid kick out of the ring.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh.
Yeah.
The Miz is a cunt. I mean,
he pushed that kid's face into the cake. Although the kid seems to like it.
The kid's smiling.
And for those playing the drinking words, that's the first C word of the episode.
Yes.
There's probably more to come.
Everyone's trying to look shocked, but they're all laughing. Like, they want to laugh. Look at her. Look at that woman.
Exactly. Yeah, their shock expressions are not believable.
Nah.
That kid's not mad, even. The kid's like...
He's not.
It's awesome.
Look. That kid's not even mad.
See, oh, that was like the time of their life. Oh, my God.
There you go.
Now we're in slow motion with this Limp Bizkit knockoff. You can kind of see me dancing in the background.
Guys, can I let you in a secret?
What's that?
I totally want to punch that kid.
To be fair, yeah, me too.
We knew you would, Craven.
Yeah. We also knew I would, to be fair.
Yeah, to be fair.
I mean...
To be fair!
To be fair!
You're not allowed to say that. You're not part of the show.
True.
You keep showing up.
He's just there. He's the weird part of the podcast.
So, the lyrics of this song, it just keeps saying hip-hop music.
He's the weird part of this podcast?
Yes.
We have a robot Martha.
I know, but Craven's the weird part. I mean, for some reason, Louise Lasser shows up, and she would have been mad.
Oh, wait a minute.
All that food went to waste.
Someone at the door. Oh, wait, there's someone at the door.
Who's there?
I'm going to open it up. Hello, everybody. It's Louise Lasser.
Oh, no.
I've had about 10 bottles of wine already, and I overheard that hunky boy, Craven, is here. And I tell you right now, I'm craving for some Craven, because I need him
to finger my rotary phone all night long, all right? Because I need a new boyfriend because my son Todd killed my last 405. So
Louise, you're unlocked. There's a birthday party. There's some vomit in the pit that needs to be cleaned up right now.
Well, I better go do that because I need to clean up this ball pit before Todd starts killing again. So give me a couple of minutes. I need another bottle of red. And I've got to go over there and start cleaning. Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah, you go clean that up in the ball pit in this movie.
And hopefully by the time I come back, Craven will be here. We can finally go out on our date. Put the suit on and wing
it. I owe you $20. Thank you. I'm leaving.
He was hiding behind my chair. He's all like behind my chair.
Yeah. Craven, you can leave. You can leave our tip behind the door.
He's terrified.
He is.
See, okay, back to more Paige. We got more Paige.
We got Paige.
See, this is what I don't get. Like, because they made, you know, a biopic on Paige with Fighting With My Family, where Florence Pugh played her in a film. But as we've already seen, this movie demonstrates Paige can act. Why not cast her in that movie?
Yeah, true. She could have played herself. She could have played her mom. She could have played all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Although Florence Pugh was pretty good in the movie.
Oh, yeah. She was. She was great.
I totally did not realize that was her in Black Widow.
Yeah. Do you really think that? And also Midsommar.
Exactly. She's a chameleon. Just take it up with him if you have a problem. I normally can't be the ho ho ho. It's simply not. Hello there. I'm Paige, and I speak with a British accent.
So is she the bad elf?
I think she is.
She must be.
Because she's got dark hair.
Ooh. Now, remember what I said in the plot summary that the Miz will go up against an elf or Santa's, like, second-in-command position? Maybe she's the one who's up for it as well.
Maybe so. That makes sense. Because if Annalyn McCord's character isn't an elf, I don't know what she's meant to be.
Seriously? She's the sexy elf that fucks Santa on the side. And she's just trying to keep it on the down low, so she's recruiting the Miz. So that Miz can do more work, so she can bang Santa behind.
Santa Claus is like Rob Van Dam in this movie. He has both a wife and a mistress.
Makes sense, yeah. He's living the RVD midlife crisis life.
Not many men can marry their midlife crises, so.
That is true.
But yeah. RBD fucking can. Give your sensitive skin even more. He absolutely can. We are getting a lot of ads.
I know, we're only 40... Movie. We're not even 40 minutes in this movie. We've had about 3-4 sets of ads. What the fuck, Tubi?
Hey, love American you.
At Domino's!
American Tubi. We like Canadian Tubi. We got fried chicken in a commercial. I was just going to say, fuck American TV, but they gave us a commercial for fried chicken. Yeah. So. They must listen to the show.
Is that fried chicken or is that donuts? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it was. We're just going to assume it was chicken.
Domino's does sell chicken.
You can get fried chicken wings here in Domino's in Australia.
They're not very good, but at least they qualify as a
wing. Ad for fucking Meta on Tubi. So whose leg do we have to hump to get a Tubi Tuesdays podcast ad on Tubi?
Oh, we need to record.
Maybe we have to email Tubi itself and ask them. We do a Tubi podcast. Would you like to be our official sponsor of the show?
We do a Tubi podcast. Was that you want us to stop? Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Wait a second. Look, they're doing their own podcast on this in this ad.
They are, actually.
It's a podcast-ception.
Yeah, it's... Wow.
It is. This is weird.
What medication is this for?
Like, I don't know! But you need to get tested for TB.
TB?
No, you have to get tested for TB before you start the meds.
So you gotta test for TB before you can do a podcast.
Yes.
In your garage. That's a nice fucking garage.
Oh wait, the ads are almost over. Okay, ready? The ads are almost over. And we're at 39...
Hold on. I don't know, my thing shat itself. 39 to 17. There we go.
That's how rich people podcast.
Yes.
They can afford to build studios in their garage with sound things on the wall.
I know, my microphone is being propped up by a Homer Simpson pop.
See, this is why,
I got a lamp, a selfie ring, and an LED.
I was going to say,
I got no budget.
Well, basically, one day when all three of us can be in the same room together, we're going to find a garage and we're going to put our podcasts in there.
Yep.
And then a random person is going, why are you three people in my garage?
It's like, but you weren't supposed to be home for another 3 hours. Big day
tomorrow. We're going to have a little table, and then we're going to have a projector, and we're going to play any movie up on Tubi on the wall so we can watch and commentate it at the same time.
Exactly. Makes it even prettier. Okay, I have to go to the bathroom and step away for a few minutes. We're on the same stream, right?
This is when the wheels fall off, dude.
Ooh.
If you're all watching the stream, it's all good. It doesn't matter about a timestamp.
Well, that is true, yes.
That's all good.
That is true.
I can give one when I get back, but I'm busting for the bathroom. What? I need a new drink, and I realize I did not take my meds this morning. I gotta go take them.
Although, even then, I'm still scared.
Just try relax. It's only the Miz. The Miz cannot hurt you. Insert picture of the Miz.
Where's that Miz?
I know the Miz can't hurt me, but Miz in a monkey suit might. I can't kiss the Miz. I'm in a relationship with Santa and Mrs. Claus.
Yes. That was a kind of funny joke.
This is like the weirdest Hallmark movie ever. I'm surprised it didn't play on the Hallmark channel.
How come Cinemax doesn't make Hallmark movies, but with, like, boobs.
Maybe they did back in the day, like, when they were at their height, you know, especially during the 90s and all that.
Like,
if they didn't, they should have.
Where's Bikini Car Wash Christmas?
Ooh. You know what? I think we need to pitch Tubi that idea as well. Along with Santa Wrestles the Martians.
Yes.
We need to write that script and pitch it to either Tubi or the Asylum.
Yes. You and Marcy can do that. I will just put my name on it.
Yes. We'll give you a story by credit.
We require a third just for the idea.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that how Hollywood works?
Yeah, exactly. This isn't going to involve kids, is it? I like how she's like, she's been there for like 2-3 days helping out the Miz, and she's still wearing the exact same clothes as when she got there. Mm-hmm.
They're elf clothes. They stay clean all year long.
This is such a tiny car.
Old people.
Old people. And they're all there watching the Miz's latest film.
These are the only people that watch WWE programming at the moment.
I remember the good old days of the WWE. When people
Where's Bruno Sammartino?
Exactly, and you had Barry Horowitz, Doink the Clown,
Hulk Hogan,
the best wrestlers, and Hulk Hogan. And let's not forget the greatest wrestler of all time, Coco Beware.
I'll refrain from this bit because we'll bring back the ghost of Randy Savage, and he's been on the show last week.
Yeah, exactly. How's everyone doing this morning? Fuck off, Miz.
What is he watching?
I don't know. Are they watching Cops? What is it?
I don't know. There's some. I'm gonna need everyone. The Cops?
I don't know. It's like a bunch of girls
in skinny clad outfits.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Sonny, why don't you move the fuck out of the way, you dumbass?
Aren't you from the Miz from the Challenge? In the real world? I can get you all to stand up. Those of you that can
stand up. Take your shirt off.
Whoa! Whoa!
Wow, this is one of those type of old folks' homes.
I know. Now hurry up, Sonny Jim. I want you to get down to your undies right now and don't ask questions.
I say, take your shirt off and I'll think about it.
Did somebody say I'm taking the shirt off? Sorry.
Oh, God. Louise Lasser's here. She was
okay.
At the show host.
Okay, I got it. Hello. Okay, you know what? Craven, as much as I'm craving him at the moment, I think I'm now craving The Miz. Because I need him. Because, I mean, look, he's very hunky. And I'm pretty sure with all those muscles, he'll be able to fight my murderous son, Todd.
I think so, too. Or, worst comes to worst, you have some happy time with him. And then Todd takes care of him, so you don't have to hear him talk anymore.
Exactly. So, you know what? I'm going to go buy some bottles of wine. And then I'm going to organize a date with The Miz and possibly Craven at the same time, because you know what? He is such a hunky boy, and I gotta, and I love that Craven. He's such a good boy. Anyways, I'll be back.
this is turning from like into Magic Mike. What the fuck is this? And of course, Marcy would walk out of this part of the movie.
Yeah, of course, Marcy is missing all of this.
I know, when she comes back and this is all over, she's not going to believe this scene actually happened.
I'm not promising anything.
How about we just twist the hips? Magic Miz. What is going on? And why is the guy who directed 10 Things I Hate About You made this movie?
That's funny, the old guy. She can walk!
I can walk again. Oh, my hip!
That's the best line of the movie. What's wrong with the roof?
This is the most... we've seen a lot of bizarre things on this show, and believe me, we've had. This is actually... This scene is up there as one of the top 5 most bizarre things I've ever seen as part of 2B Tuesdays.
I'd say top 10. I'd say put it
in
top 10.
Yeah, all right. Maybe lower 10, yeah. Oh, she's not happy that Miz was giving a little bit of love to Adeline McCord. And it's all over. Marcy's not going to believe that scene happened.
She missed it.
Exactly. It was her fault she missed that part of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
This job provides rewards that are...
I don't think Marcy's coming back.
Well, to be fair...
To be fair...
I mean, it is The Miz. I mean, you only have to watch The Miz for like a few minutes and you're like, you know what, I'm done, I'm out. You know,
I'm done. It's like me and every single Miz match. Like 5 minutes.
I've saw 10 seconds, I don't need to see anymore.
Does that place mean something to you?
Just a business deal. It's none of my business anymore.
Uh-oh. Is he an orphan? Is that explains why he's like the way he is?
What a twist, he's part elf.
Exactly. Where is this movie set? Obviously, like, it had to be set somewhere where it's not snowing if it's Christmas.
Well, this is obviously the North Pole, right?
Yeah. But then again, it could be...
This movie takes place in the 1 week of the North Pole where there's no snow.
Exactly. Oh, Adeline McCord, she's like, knows how to jack a tire.
All elves know how to change tires.
Yeah, that everybody is true. Knows. It's a man's job. I just gotta put all...
Where I'm from, we don't differentiate between male and female. We work together.
No, Bean, I don't think you can make the phone joke with the tire. It doesn't work. I know where you're going. I'm shutting you down. A lot of women.
Obviously, I mean, look. Oh.
It's not going to happen, Bede. You're not going to make the phone sex joke with the tire. You're not going to make the joke that first you have to twist the nuts.
Does he? Exactly. So what you do is that you stick your pole into the little hole and you turn it around over and over again until the nut starts to loosen and then it just lets go.
All right.
No, it still doesn't work.
We need a rotary phone in this film, damn it.
No phones. I put a moratorium on the phone joke.
Jean,
That's okay. We'll let the rotary phone joke go for this episode because I don't think there is one.
No, we got to see one thing. We can't use it too much because then we can bring it back like when nobody sees it coming.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why until now we haven't done a like a Charles Bronson thing in a little while. So because we've done our fill of it for a while.
And no, I think we. Back, I think we killed it with Bronson. It wasn't really funny to begin with. But we tried it. We committed to a bit for a whole month, but it didn't quite work out.
Yeah. How long is this going to take? I'm hungry.
It doesn't help when two of us miss like two separate episodes.
Yeah. No, exactly. Exactly. I like Adelaide McCord was just tightening those nuts back there with her own fingers. She knows what's up.
Not going to happen. Stop it.
What the fuck is that thing up on the pole? What is that?
I'm a Christmas clown. I'm just hanging on a pole.
I am disturbed by that Christmas ornament.
Hey, nothing to me. Oh no, oh. Miz is gonna get jumped.
Miz is gonna get attacked by kids. Again.
Oh my goodness.
I'm here.
Marcy, oh, you will not believe what you just missed.
What did
you missed so much.
Okay, let's start. So basically, okay, the Miz...
Look, Louise Lasser came back when the Miz took his shirt off in an old folks home.
Oh, no.
And then the Miz started dancing with some old ladies and a couple of dudes while shirtless.
Oh.
So it was like some Magic Mike shit going on in that scene before.
So what exactly is the Miz meant to be doing in this movie?
I think he's meant to go around and do good deeds, I guess. Okay. To see if he's worthy on being second in command of Santa Claus?
Yeah, but is he meant to like reform and be not a jerk?
Yeah, I think so.
Who knows?
Now he's going to stop the drug dealers.
Yeah, he's like, he thinks he's tough
guy. I'm assuming.
I think. What do you want? What, you're going to beat up a bunch of 16-year-olds?
I mean, he's already beaten up, like, a bunch of 10-year-olds. I don't think this is too much of a stretch for him.
He just, like, smacked that kid's face in the cake.
And I like how Adelaide McCord is just there, just like, you know, putting mustard on a hot dog.
Well, maybe she wants his hot dog.
You guys. I would beat those kids up too.
Yeah.
That's we know.
I think Louise is coming back.
Oh shit! He's running away.
Did I hear that, Craven boy?
No.
He was not here. He's on Marcy's screen, but he's not here.
Okay, well, I'll come back later. I still got about half a bottle of red wine to drink. I'll be back.
He's legit terrified of her. I've never seen
I know, him. Right?
I think
all the shit he's put me through on Webtails. I've never seen him white knuckle terrified of anything, but he is terrified of Louise Lasser. I love it.
It really has to say something where he's more terrified of her than her own serial killer son, oh, Terry. God.
Yeah. Although...
Who names their...
What?
Sorry.
No, go.
I was going to say, who names their character Dax?
I think his name is Dax something. I don't know. Nick's Spaghetti House.
It's a spaghetti house. It's run by me, Jared Leto as Nick.
With some fried chicken, only spaghetti.
Only spaghetti, and also what the fuck is that clown thing over there?
Drinking Louise's wine.
I'm hanging on the pole again. It's me, the Christmas clown. Your sock exchange. That is Louise's wine.
It is. Yes. I wonder.
Excuse me, I'm back. I'm sorry to interrupt, but one of my bottles of red wine went missing, and I think these two people. They stole my red wine. You know what? Since it's the Miz, and he's a honey bunch, and I need a new boyfriend because my son Todd just murdered another one of my boyfriends, I'll take him and Craven at the same time, and we could be like Rob Van Dam.
That's a bit weird, but maybe you should go find some more wine.
You know what? Okay, I'll be right back, because I think I have at least another 5 more in the bottom of my shelf. I'll look while I'm cleaning. I'll be back.
Okay, I really need to know who fucking listens to this show. Let us know. Without yes. watching these movies, it tries to make sense of all our bullshit.
Yeah. I mean,
we know people are downloading this show.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
There are people out there.
Okay, so we need feedback.
We need to know.
You know what we need to do? We need to set up a phone line for them to call and leave messages.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know how, but we will.
So maybe the Patreon poll episodes, we'll start with doing a bit of the phone calls and we'll go into the movie.
Yes.
Well, we could try, yeah. We'll definitely have to.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, because we episodes like this where we're completely off the rails without even really talking about the movie.
Like the last Someone's couple of weeks. Someone's got to
listen. Exactly.
I think people see, must just like us talking shit and interrupting each other.
See, this is why people like our show, because A, we're watching the movie, commentating, but we have a long storyline going on between...
We do.
Like, with all of our characters.
It's like
and
a radio play.
Stuff.
Why is the Miz, exactly. Why does she turn him into a present?
What kind of kid is this?
See, if someone wrapped up the Miz for me as a Christmas present, I would find that very upsetting. And I'd be like,
is this the stuff they do behind Mrs. Claus's back?
Yes.
Where did she get the snowball?
I don't know.
She's got a magic keyring thing.
Where's Paige?
Girl. Yeah, where is Paige? Paige?
Paige must have shot all of the scenes for this movie in one day.
I think I've got a knock at the door. I need
Can
to
we
see
get like another
on.
Movie, but the whole movie is from Paige's character's point of view?
Yes. All right, what's happening?
I don't like that Miss character.
Ah, I get it.
Yeah, it's Russian. It's Russian Martha.
Russian Martha Katya decided to chime in for a second. She has not. She's not left us apparently. May I come in? It's interesting.
Oh, Santa showed up.
He doesn't look like a wish gnome. I knew beyond a garden gnome from Wish. You were my man when you got that
ring back for me. Wait, that was you too? I won't forget this.
Wait a second! Holy shit!
What's that guy?
It's that hobo guy in the street!
The hobo
That's
guy.
Not Tim Allen.
Yeah, he was like in the alley when the Miz was about to beat up those druggy kids, drug dealer kids. He was like this guy, like hobo, in the alley, and he must have been Santa the entire time. What
so
a twist.
So, does Santa not have anything better to do with his time?
Clearly not.
He was the homeless guy masturbating in the alley earlier in the
day. Ew!
Whoa! This is a weird show.
Yeah, this is a weird fucking movie. We're almost at the hour mark. Somehow.
Breathe through, Marcy.
I'm really hot.
Has anything? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Somebody thought you needed the money.
More than us. Oh.
Oh, it's now, a young Miz.
Oh.
Or this suddenly turned into an after-school special.
Yeah, I don't Ooh. Know what's going on.
Is this kind of like the Miz's version of a Christmas Carol?
Yeah.
I love this play. I love this place. Says
the dirt poor My acting is bad.
This kid's acting is like the kid in Bloodsport.
Yes.
I wasn't going to steal it.
Oh, jeez.
You ruined our play, you son of a bitch.
Now we can't do the nativity scene, you son of a monkey.
Somebody stole the baby Jesus. The Miz is going to find out who.
I think the Miz took the baby Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Is this scene meant to sort of show, like, why Miz's character is kind of was a jerk when he grew up?
I have because everyone no was idea. I don't know what's going on, and I'm scared.
So the teacher stole the baby Jesus.
Yes.
We don't allow talk about Jesus in the school.
What?
It's funny because I was about to make a Vince McMahon, it was me, Austin joke, and it turned out it wasn't.
That could still work.
It was me, Austin!
It was me, Miz. I stole the baby Jesus.
See, this is why you don't put a younger version and an older version of the same character on screen, because clearly the Miz and the actor playing the young version of him do not look like each other at all.
No.
Wow, Miz is getting all emotional. Look at his smart ass face.
I know, he's trying to emote, but he's still coming off like a jerk.
He's acting his ass.
He has the world's most punchable face. Although, have any of us actually watched The Miz and Mrs. or whatever that show was?
I refuse to.
I watched maybe two or three episodes. What the fuck? I always start my day with that. What is this shit?
What the fuck is it? It's a commercial with this movie!
I would rather watch Roads to the Top.
Did that start already?
Yeah, it's been on for a bit.
What is this? What's going on? There's ads within this movie!
I think that's partly one of the reasons why Cody's getting booed now.
Is Roads to the Top.
Yeah, just fans don't want his reality bullshit. They're holding it against him.
Ugh. Yeah, but he's like a superstar. He's Cody Rhodes. He's got the stupid tattoo on his neck. He got his wife to light a table on fire, so he could put someone through
fucking
a table.
Nerd.
And I'm just continuing by what I'm saying. And then he took the brunt of the fire from the table. It made no sense.
Well, that totally explained his back, because apparently I was reading they did the spot earlier in the week, so his back was all burnt, so it was peeling. So,
and then he did it again.
Yep.
I apologize for yelling before. It's just because there was a scene where the Miz was a scientist, and I'm like, fucking nerd.
He's a nerd. You can't help it.
We were talking wrestling, babe.
Yeah.
I should have done better to interrupt wrestling talk.
I know, right? But when you see a nerd, you know.
Yes.
There is no interrupting.
Yeah.
It's so obvious that beard on Santa Claus is fake, because you can obviously see where it's glued on. And
we're at 1 hour, 1 minute, and 47 seconds. Why are we having so many ads? Is it because it's Christmas?
Yes.
No, because American Tubi.
Yes.
That's true.
See, if this movie was on Australian TV, we'd probably have one or two ads and that's it.
Ooh, I want one of those Wendy's breakfast things.
Wow. We don't have my breakfast Wendy's here.
We don't even have this kind of a Wendy's here.
We don't even have a Wendy's in Australia, do we?
No, the only Wendy's we... Yeah, the only Wendy's we have here, they do like just hot dogs and ice cream.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, when you guys come here, we'll have Wendy's, because Wendy's is fucking awesome.
I had Wendy's when I was in the US, and it was good. I liked it. The square burgers and stuff.
I usually get a triple.
No, we have like we have McDonald's. We have like Domino's. We have KFC, better. Obviously. Yeah.
You've got good KFC over there.
Yeah, and then we have Hungry Jack's, which is the same thing as Burger King.
Yeah.
And Red Rooster, which has fried chicken.
Red Rooster is pretty much the only Australian version, like Australian-made restaurant.
I think
like
it might be, because before it was just like roast chicken and stuff like that, and then they introduce like the actual fried chicken and it's crunchy.
Oh, it's really good.
I feel like we should make a video for the YouTube channel of us sending you Canadian snacks and you sending us a
yes. I think we need to actually do this, and then we'll send you Aussie snacks and you'll be like, but this is the same stuff we have here.
This is like the fourth time the Eugene Levy ad is played throughout this whole movie.
I know, right?
Yeah. No Vegemite. I don't want no fucking Vegemite.
Oh, you need Vegemite in like, you gotta like, put like, you put the butter on the bread, you put the Vegemite, then you put the cheese, and then you grill it. make like a grilled sandwich, and that's how you eat it. That's the best way to introduce Vegemite to someone who's never had it.
Exactly.
We are back.
I like how they keep...
Oh, he shaved his beard.
Why has he got jizz on his chin?
Yeah.
All right, that's not how you shave.
We're at 1 hour, 2 minutes, 4 seconds, if anyone is watching this movie with us.
What is with this dude? He likes to raid people's wardrobes and try on their clothes.
And why does he wear that pointy thing? Does he have a boner at the back of his head?
He has a dick at the back of his head. He's a literal dickhead.
Oh, God.
No!
What is this?
Risky business ripoff. You know, now this movie should be called Mizmus. There we go.
Oh, God.
Misky business.
Yes.
But those clothes look massive, and if they're meant to be Miz's clothes, Miz is not that huge.
No.
I'm confused. Dax would have to be the size of Hulk Hogan to fit into that shirt.
No, that is not Dax's shirt.
That's right, brother. Those are my clothes. They stole them from me.
Why is Hogan Southern?
I don't know.
Also, why doesn't he wear pants? This dude just doesn't wear pants. Put on some pants.
He just Winnie the Pooh's his way through life. God bless us.
Winnie the Pooh. Why does it make me laugh?
This dude kind of looks like, has gone from looking like Zach Galifianakis to looking like Bradley Cooper. Once he shaves his beard. But just not as good looking.
What?
I said not as good looking.
Not as good looking.
Yes.
Like, I was like, not as good looking.
Yes.
B.
Ew, North Pole magic.
I was about to say, are you going to go use some North Pole magic later?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
North Pole magic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Actually, North Pole Magic is the latest product from Wild Secrets and Love Honey.
Bing!
A little of that North Pole shtief, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
When we first met, you told me you wanted started, to they started shneef off an elf's...
Santa, don't you have better things to do than hang out with the Miz?
No, clearly.
Christmas is in 3 days, Santa. Get your shit together.
Clearly, exactly. Santa really doesn't. Congratulations, Dax.
Also, they should have retitled this movie from Santa's Little Helper to We Wish You a Merry Mizmus.
This Santa, movie...
Said to Dax, okay, Dax, do you mind if me and my little elf here use your bedroom for...
Yeah. He actually made the Miz THC cookies.
Yes.
But this movie actually should have been titled Where the Fuck is Paige? Why was she not the actual star of this movie? I'm pissed off.
Exactly.
Good morning, Harvey.
What is he wearing and how do we get you to wear that? Sorry, didn't
clean up. It's like 24 degrees out.
Yeah. It's like warm. It's not even snowing and he's wearing all that.
Yeah, but to be fair, that's what Bede would wear when it's like 20 degrees.
Yes. Well, that is true.
Yeah.
No
jet lag. And no
excess baggage fee. He's being drew back so quickly!
Oh, yeah, what
magic.
The? What?
He's being...
That's what you do when you snort North Pole cocaine and
that
get your
is,
beard grow.
It is. It does.
That's Santa's secret.
It is. Yes. That's how Santa just looks that way. With his wife, Grandma Carol Baskins.
It's ground up candy canes.
Do you want some more weed cookies, Miz? I nearly called him Bede. Do you know what I did yesterday?
What?
I went to go call Freddy, and instead I went Bede, and then I'm like, whoops. Because I was thinking, oh shit, I needed to call you, but then I forgot you were out or something. I don't know.
Yes.
Ew, but they're stripping the Miz.
Why, yes, Mrs. Claus, I'm happy to eat your cookie.
He likes getting candy canes. Oh, there's Paige.
Ew. See?
She's pissed.
See, Santa has his side piece, and the Miz is really Mrs. Claus' side piece.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's That's how it goes at the North Pole.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how did he actually win this position? Because he didn't do anything.
You know why, Barcy? Because he's a rich white guy.
Yeah.
With no makes qualifications.
Sense. Makes sense.
Ain't no brothers in the North Pole, I'm saying.
Oh, Paige that is true. Pissed.
Paige is pissed. Is not I don't think... She's not pissed because she has to go up against The Miz for the position of Santa Claus as second in command. She's pissed that she doesn't have more screen time in this movie.
I mean, this movie ran out of budget. They had to hide her elf ears. It's not that funny.
You're right. She has no elf ears because a big giant hat is covering her head.
But before they weren't. I swear they just ran out of budget to touch them up.
Yeah, look, they're all wearing large hats over their ears. Mm-hmm. All the elves, the and high, they, and they have no ears.
Right, and they weren't before.
I just want to say I'm quite proud of myself that I haven't made a ho-ho-ho joke yet.
Oh.
Well, I did that earlier, so we got to cover that quota for this episode.
The name of the position that they're fighting for is the ho-ho-ho.
Yes. Oh. It's Mrs. Claus's or... whichever side piece of Santa to be, yeah. Santa's side piece's side piece. There we go.
Yeah. No problem. I run the
Cro-Magnon every year. What's a Cro-Magnon?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Let's do this.
It's settled then. The room is going to start.
Are they going to do like an obstacle course? Because I'm totally here for this.
Not only they should do an obstacle course, they should actually do a wrestling match.
They should do a fucking wrestling match. That's all it should be.
I want to see like an Ultimate Ninja course, but all like Santa Claus Christmas based.
I honestly, that face Adeline McCord made back there before we came to this scene is probably one of the funniest fucking things I've seen today.
I thought she was like, was.
Oh, him too.
And whatever the hell he's doing.
Look at Paige's outfit. Her little, like, short shorts are, like, really scrunched up there.
I know, she's given herself a camel toe a little bit.
That's a Christmas camel toe.
You have to kiss her under the mistletoe.
You gotta kiss her under the camel toe.
I'm gonna pee.
I apologize for this.
I'm gonna pee my pants. I'm sorry.
That's gonna be a t-shirt. Yeah.
Giving her the old Christmas camel toe.
It is not the camel. You don't kiss under the camel toe. You kiss under the camel clutch.
Oh,
also,
my.
why was it?
I'm in pain.
Sorry.
From laughing. I can't stop looking at her camel toe.
Why wasn't the Eyes Shake Santa Claus in this movie?
Right. Why wasn't he the boot camp instructor?
Why wasn't they Santa Claus? That jabron is.
You jabroni elves. I kick you and punch you.
The sad thing is, Marcy, we can't even use that for the YouTube preview because of the pockets for content. Yeah.
We'll try and see how they feel about it.
That's just not. It's not worth the strike in the morning. That's for the patrons.
I think we need the Bean losing it from earlier to be public knowledge. Oh jeez, just kicked him in the bum. God.
Well, this is a pretty scary like little obstacle thing because it like these like it's kind of a bridge, but it's just like you know ropes attached to wood, and they got to kind of walk across it, and there's nothing connecting the wood.
That's Santa's other kink. He likes
Yeah. Here, eat a cookie.
Why does she care if the Miz wins or not?
Yeah, I think she, because when you were gone, Marcy, there was almost a moment where her and the Miz almost kissed.
Yeah, they were all flirty, flirt, flirt.
Why does he have to zipline?
I don't know. It's weird.
This is a pretty lame obstacle course.
American elf warrior.
Oh, God. If he touches her shorts...
Oh,
he's doing the mistletoe thing.
She's giving there you go. That's what the Christmas camel toe is.
She's
that's
giving him the Christmas camel clutch toe.
Hey, when you're supposed to kiss someone with your lips under the mistletoe, I don't think that's what they were referring to, Paige. That's what I'm
talking about. Why do they give a shit if the Miz wins this?
Because then the movie wouldn't happen. No, Mrs. Claus wants him to win because she knows he's going to be the new sidekick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, exactly. That is true.
She saw that video of him. She saw the video of him in the old folks home with the shirt off.
Yes.
Yes. See, like, all the elves are just hipsters. Literally hipsters.
And I'm still confused. They don't even, what the fuck's going on?
They don't even pay them.
Do they hate Paige?
Yes.
Yes.
How rude.
Adeline McCord is getting way too much into this part.
I think she wants to find her Christmas camel toe for the Miz.
Yes. Oh!
Right in the jingle bells.
Right in the jingle bells. Oh, shit.
I do like that joke.
Fair warning to all of our listeners, since this is Christmas month here at 2B Tuesdays, we're going to be doing a lot of Christmas themed jokes throughout the next few episodes. Bad,
make sure you smoke or drink.
Yeah, please. Seriously.
Exactly.
You're never going to survive. Whee! Fucking mirror!
This is a weird obstacle course. And it's in the trees, they're not Ewoks.
They're not Ewoks.
How does this have to do with Christmas?
Yeah, how does this obstacle course prove anything?
Ooh! Jesus, headbutt the Miz.
I guess to be fair...
To be fair.
Thank you. The moves she's hitting them with are like some of her wrestling moves when she was wrestling.
The other sad thing is, I think this is the climax of the movie.
Does it involve the camel toe? I like
once again, I've already stated this earlier. I mean, as great as Florence Pugh is in Fighting With My Family, based on her performance here in this film, why didn't Paige just play herself in that movie?
I know, right? She could have.
Oh, they're all sad.
Oh, it's where steamed hams come from.
Yes. Aurora Borealis! That's where the 5Gs comes from!
No, it's where the steamed hams comes from.
They come from the steam hams, and the vaccines come from the Aurora Borealis, which is connected to Bill Gates and the 5Gs!
Who the hell was that?
That's my newest character, anti-vax conspiracy theorist guy.
Let's keep that in the file.
Now he
Who
looks
sounds a
like,
little bit like Randy Savage.
Now Santa looks like hipster wish gnome.
No, he's turning back into Tim Allen from the first two Santa Claus movies.
Santa Claus's hair and beard look so obvious that it's fake. Look, you can even see where, like, they put
the seams
of the wig.
Yeah. Oh, hello, Paige. You got what
you wanted. Hello, love.
Thanks for that Christmas camel toe. Give it a rest.
Sorry.
Paige and the Miz are probably going to block us all individually on Twitter.
Yes.
That's why I say do not tag any of them.
Totally tagging them all right now.
Oh.
Are they still on Twitter? I don't see anything from them off.
Ads.
Oh my god.
Dead.
You're killing us.
1 hour, 16:37 minutes.
Why do I get the feeling, and I'm terrified because I know this is going to happen, we're going to get ads literally just as the credits are about to roll.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Okay, Paige has...
Although I have noticed, though, they tend to show more ads if it's a more recent film. But if it's a bit older, then they don't show as many ads.
I have watched an older one, and there was just ads every 10 minutes.
Hmm. And Eugene Levy's back again for the fifth time. Seriously, like, even though he's in these ads, he should be an official cast member because of this movie.
He won't leave that poor woman's house.
I'm not going to leave until you get this insurance.
I kind of want The Miz to listen to this podcast, because I would love to hear him, like, cut a promo on Bede's brother and my mum for their hate of him.
What I think something tells me if The Miz ever listens to this, episode, he'd be like, this is the greatest podcast ever. I did my job. My work is done here.
He would probably shut it after 5 minutes.
Under the capel toe.
Oh, no.
Dunkin' Donuts.
When a female wrestler does a hurricanrana on another female wrestler, it will forever be known as the Christmas camel toe.
It's going to be the Christmas camel toe every time.
One thing we do have here in Australia is Dunkin' Donuts. We do have Dunkin' Donuts here in Australia.
We do, yeah.
The Backstreet Boys.
You're my desire. I don't know.
Who would have thought that I want it that way would be just used for a phone ad?
For Samsung.
Oh, is it Apple ad?
No, Samsung. Yes. Yeah. Because they have the weird flip phones.
Look at her hair. It's all purple.
Yeah, that's what I wanted for my hair, but it's still orange at the moment. Meanwhile, whatever the fuck's happening in this movie.
There you are.
Wait, what is the time, Marcy, so our listeners can...
1 hour, 16 minutes, 50 seconds. And I don't think how anyone's watching this or listening to this. I don't know.
I think they are.
I could be completely wrong.
I'm basing all of this on the many downloads we get each week after week on this show.
Yeah. But also, we get the cross appeal because not only is it a movie, it is wrestling themed as well.
That is true. Yeah.
And we haven't done like a WWE Studios film for this, have we, before?
The one with Dolph Ziggler.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that.
And that was like 30 odd episodes ago too.
Yeah.
Holy shit, how is Rusev not on the Hall of Fame?
Rusev on there.
Yeah, Rusev needs to be on there.
Well, that's the thing. This is your second time watching a WWE film for this show. This is my first because I wasn't there when you were. Guys
yeah, me and Matt had down. To hold the fort together for that one.
Mm.
Look!
Look! They transported the Miz next to a trash bin, but I can't tell between the two.
Yeah, I know, right? Then they're both blue. But to be fair.
The Miz
dressed like this. He looks like he's borrowed from Mr. Super Marcy's wardrobe. I swear he's got the exact same brown shoes.
Oh.
The Miz forgot how to drive.
No, the Miz is now turned back to a dick because he stole the little bell, the magic bell from Anna Lynn McCourt. It's like, I could use this bell to get my life back, get my car, my job, my money.
Yeah, but he's conjured up a car he can't drive because he can't drive manual. Did he say
anything? Yeah.
Or stick shift.
Yeah.
No, don't worry yourself.
Speed, at the next Christmas party, can we dress like these hipster elves?
Yes.
Can you dress up like weird gnome Santa?
Yes.
In that red outfit that killed you?
Yes. And I think Graham needs to dress up as the weird elf guy back there.
If he were watching this, he would have just been sitting here going, what the fuck is this shit?
And he would have told us, like, what the actual plot of this movie is.
Yeah, he would have known exactly and remembered everyone's names.
Oh, holy shit, this is one of those movies where we gotta save the rec center.
Oh my god, it is, isn't it?
And it turns into that in the literal last 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, he was at the youth center, like, in that weird flashback thing.
Yes.
That's true. No,
I do have this. I have a bell, bitch. Jeez, that changes everything. Look at that punchable face.
Wow, there's an even more punchable face than the Miz in this movie with this, with the boss.
Who the fuck is this guy?
And he's in underwear! He's wearing underwear! He's wearing blue underwear!
He's wearing the underwear from Night Killer!
And Blood Rage!
That's three now.
What I love about our show is that we've done such a great job connecting all these movies together that it literally is a cinematic universe.
Yep, the 2B cinematic universe is real.
Yep.
Yes.
So was that the guy in, like, the flashback?
Yes.
I feel like it was, yeah.
He's been stealing from the community center.
Yeah.
Then he went to the community center, so Miz teleported him back to get arrested.
Yeah.
So basically, that guy who was in the flashback stole money from the rec center, and that's when the Miz's boss was going to tear it down, and then...
Santa's pissed.
Santa's not happy. Santa there to help you out. Hey, why don't you head back to whatever mall you crawled out of, huh? That's not very nice. Take it
down. See, this is the thing I don't get about Christmas films, and this is always makes me very interested. So basically, in the universe of this film and other films that have Santa Claus in it, it's like Santa Claus is very much real in that world, but yet people think like, oh, he's not real. But then if he's not real, then explain all the presents that your kids get on Christmas Day that aren't from you.
Yeah, I know. It makes no fucking sense.
See, it would make sense if everyone in this universe, in the, any of these movies with Santa Claus in it, be like, oh yeah, Santa Claus is a real person.
Yeah.
Why are we... It's weird. But then again, we live in a world where people think that COVID isn't real.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Oh my gosh. The Miz is about to do his Oscar winning, like, singing.
Miz is going to save the rec center with, by cutting a promo.
I was about to make the same joke. Come on, Miz!
Was that The Rock back there? I saw Dwayne Johnson back there.
John Cena's there, you just can't see him. He's ready to take him out.
There's Dwayne Johnson there. Or is it Vin Diesel? I don't know.
Jesus. Together we can save
the gracious being. He literally said we can save the youth center.
Doesn't Santa have anything better to do?
Clearly he doesn't give a shit about delivering presents all over the world this year because I gotta help out the Miz.
Can we give a shout out to the best Santa Claus of all time with Ed Asner in Elf?
Fuck yeah.
Yes, fuck yeah.
Also, why isn't Ed Asner in this movie? He would have totally been down for this movie.
Yeah, he was still alive when they made this too.
Yeah.
Santa's and like, I'm Oscar. Only gonna save one youth center this Christmas.
Not all of them, just this one.
Yeah.
Because all those other ones, fuck those kids.
Yep.
They're getting cold for Christmas this year.
Well, not literally fuck those kids, because that's not what Santa does.
No.
Oh my gosh, this is literally almost the ending to Ernest Saves Christmas, where it's like, they're in a place where it doesn't snow, and then like, oh, Santa, as Santa Claus, I'm going to bring snow down at the last minute. As a miracle. Let's just say it's
never too late to believe in Christmas miracles. Oh, Miz, that's fuck off. The weirdest... What?
Even when the Miz has redeemed himself as a person, we're like, fuck off, Miz. You're still a dick.
I don't give a shit if you main event WrestleMania, Miz.
The Miz is like, oh yeah, now I get to make out with Adeline McCord now.
Her ears are back!
Let me stop you right there. Because they had the budget again.
Yeah.
We all know what a stickler you are for the rules, so I wanted you to be aware of
something. Oh!
11A, section 4-1.
Oh! Oh!
Uh-oh.
Oh my god, the position is actually called Ho Ho Ho?
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Also, I've never noticed this until now, but Paige has got a butt chin.
A butt chin?
Yeah, it's like she's got a little dimple in her chin.
Mm. Oh, she does. It's adorable.
Well, they didn't have to destroy the community center, so that's why they can afford to have give her ears back.
Yeah, true.
Yes.
They found some budget left.
Yes.
Huh? Huh?
You can't give it to her. She's a human.
Oh. She's so angry.
Santa Claus is racist towards elves.
Wow, she really wanted to be as Ho Ho Ho.
She's not human, she's an elf as well.
Yes.
I think.
Well, that's the thing, we don't know if Adeline McCord is an elf, because we haven't seen her ears at all throughout this whole movie.
No. Then perhaps
I could get an early Christmas present. I would assume she's an elf, because all of them were elves.
So the Miz isn't actually second in command, it's her, and she's the Ho Ho Ho.
My new coat. Yeah. So basically, this whole thing was for nothing.
Ha ha! He didn't get his new car.
Well, he just has to fuck Mrs. Claus. So
yeah, that's true. They graduated to official side pieces.
You wanted to do something great, and you did for all of those people.
You saved the youth center, Miz.
I like how this is like a Save the Youth Center film in like literally last 10 minutes.
Oh!
Venom is stuck. They just thought four-way.
Yep, I was thinking the same thing.
It is Paige above him? Because that means they're kissing under the camel's hoe.
Yeah, that's why she's there, actually. So they could do it under her camel toe.
And it's snowing.
What the fuck did we just watch? Seriously.
I can't believe the same person who made 10 Things I Hate About You, which is a great classic teen film, directed this.
Well, to be fair,
this
was a better movie than Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa.
Yeah, I agree. That is
true. Coming up next on Tubi is Bait Shop.
We've got Bait Shop, we've got Canadian Bacon... I can't read that one. Throw Mama from the Train and the Godson? Yeah.
Yes.
There we go.
But none of those Christmas movies, I might add.
Oh, geez. So that was Santa's Little Helper.
was this even technically a Christmas movie? Because it wasn't Christmas. It was about Santa Claus. No, it wasn't.
It was Santa around Christmas.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Was it, though? Were there Christmas trees?
Yeah, I saw Christmas decorations around town.
I didn't see it. You saw it in the North Pole. I don't remember seeing any around town.
Yeah, now you're making me question if that's what happened, and I'm
scared. Yeah, but we saw that weird, that green ornament clown thing that's hanging from a pole.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But that could have just been a green weird thing in a pole.
Oh, well, to be fair.
To be fair?
Double foul.
They had a very low budget for this film, so they only afford a certain amount of decorations for this film.
True, we saw the budget was pretty crap, so...
The old folks' home wasn't decorated, the bar was not decorated.
Although, actually, the bar was. I did see streamers up on the bar, so...
That's because of the bar.
Yeah. It's weird. It was like the only place where they had Christmas decorations was that bar.
Okay.
Well, it had Santa in it and elves. That's all that matters.
Exactly. But yes, that's this episode. That was the end of Santa's Little Helper, and we hope all of our listeners enjoyed this episode. And once again, we are deeply sorry.
Please let us know what you think of the show.
Yes, exactly. Please do.
Leave us a rate. and comp a rating and a comp and a review on any of our podcast streaming services. Our show is on because we're everywhere. So leave us a review and we'll read it up on the show. If there's things you love about the show or things we can do better, let us know because we'd love to hear from all of our listeners.
We are everywhere, like Mrs. Claus's Committee.
Exactly.
It's true. And to segue into, you can find us, as usual, at supermarcy.com. We are available on all of your social media platforms. Look up the Super Network or the 2B Tuesdays podcast, and you can find us on Facebook with a page and a group. We're on the Twitters. We're on the YouTube. We are on Instagram and TikTok. You can also find the 2B Tuesdays podcast on all your major podcast streaming platforms, I should say. Check the show notes description for all of the links and info. And you can find me personally at twitter.com/supermarcy, or you can follow me on Letterboxd at super_Marcy. And I think that was everything. Bede, what about you?
Yes, if people were to find me personally, they can find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/BeeJamine, on my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/TerribleUzzy, and of course, you can find me at Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/BeeJamine, and of course, you can find all my writings over at supermarcy.com with my reviews and column.
And Batch!
You can find me every Tuesday at Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and Mark Chevalier recap all the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. You can follow me on my socials at Multiverse5 on the Twitter and the Instagram, and you can follow us at BatchPop4D on the TikToks, and make sure you join the Pop4D Facebook group, where we talk all things pop culture, comics, movies, gaming, television, and professional wrestling.
Yes! And that is a wrap for this episode. Tune in next week where, I guess we'll be kind and let Bede actually have his pick next week. And then after that, it'll be mine. So we have a fun month lined up leading up to Christmas. So once again, thank you for listening, everybody. Much love to you all. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, whichever. And as usual, we'll see you next Tuesday.
See you, everybody. Bye.
I came to play. There's no place to play. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Surfy Shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.